New state numbers show an increase in opioid-related overdoses in the first 9 months of this year statewide. The numbers are the first data to bear out what many advocates have feared, that the opioid epidemic may be worsening during the coronavirus pandemic. A visible epicenter of the opioid epidemic is in Boston, on Massachusetts Avenue at the intersection of Melnia Cass Boulevard, a place commonly called Mass Cass. It's home to several social services and medical facilities, and as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports now, the coronavirus pandemic has amplified some of the neighborhood's challenges.
In the middle of a chilly November afternoon, Jesse Gaeta from Boston's Healthcare for the Homeless program walks the Mass Cass neighborhood, greeting many of the people she sees, sometimes stopping to pick up discarded needles and put them in a plastic container.
The needle there, I always pick up needles.
You always pick up needles? Yeah.
Yeah.
On Atkinson Street, a crowd is gathered near a paved area enclosed by chain-link fence covered with black mesh. This is what's called a comfort station, an area the city set up when the pandemic hit to help people access services and public bathrooms. People can come during the day, sit under tents and at temporary tables with medical and outreach workers on site. Many people are openly using drugs or appear to be under the influence.
Jesse, it looks like there's hundreds of people in it.
A lot of people.
And they come here basically for...
I think there's some basic needs people have that are being met here. There are porta-potties. And otherwise, people have... It's very hard to find a place to use the bathroom. There are also several stations for hand washing.
But it's not like there are meals here or anything else.
That's right.
But they could be referred to services or what?
Oh, yes.
I mean, is that what, you know, that's going on as well?
Definitely, yeah. There are outreach workers who come in here from the Boston Public Health Commission and our program and other programs. I mean, on our end, I know we're giving lots of people their medications every day to make sure they get them. Believe it or not, there's really quite a community inside. We see a lot of people taking care of each other.
I got to tell you, I've done stories down here before. I've never seen this many people down here.
But if you think about this compared to last summer, we had the same massive number of people. To me, this is a little different. There's a little more infrastructure in place for people. That is positive. You know, is this the most dignified way to live? No. It's better than not having bathrooms at all, not having access to any water and soap and...
Standing near the entrance is a man who calls himself the mayor of the comfort station because he's here so often.
Do you want to tell me your name?
My name is Louis Malik Calderon Blanks.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
What do you think of the comfort station?
A lot of people, they drive by, they walk in, they see, everybody's just getting high and this and that, but they don't see the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, the comfort station, without the comfort station, without places like this, a lot of us would be probably dead, you know? You got an area that, you know, the police is not harassing you, the people is not trying to rob you.
So it's been helpful to you?
It's been very helpful to me. It saved my life about 3 times.
Has it been hard during the pandemic?
It has been hard. A person like me, I don't know how to help myself, you know, but I know how to help other people. And I'm always giving a lending hand, but I honestly, truly don't know how to fix me, you know?
But many neighbors want the city to fix the comfort station. The increasing number of people congregating in the area was the focus of a lengthy Boston City Council meeting this week. South End resident Anissa Buchanan was among about a dozen residents who spoke. She said the city's efforts are not helping the people who need it.
How are these individuals supposed to seek treatment and actual recovery when they're subjected to sitting in a tent in the middle of an open-air drug market? This is the equivalent of scheduling an AA meeting in the middle of a bar.
The Boston Public Health Commission, which oversees the comfort station, says steps have been taken to deal with the increasing needles, trash, and human waste littering streets and parks. City crews now clean the neighborhood three times a day. The commission says the comfort station serves about 200 people each day, reverses as many as 4 overdoses daily, and provides masks and COVID testing. The commission's Devin Larkin says the work isn't all that different from pre-pandemic. It's just more visible.
So right now we're providing almost all of our services outside. That looks very different than it did before COVID. So all of our harm reduction services are outside. That's the safest place for us to provide services for both our clients and our staff. And so we needed a mechanism to be able to do that.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has been trying to improve the area for years. Last October, he released a plan called MassCast 2.0, which included more police and outreach workers. Marty Martinez, the chief of the city's Health and Human Services Office, says the plan is being revised to balance public health, public safety, and quality of life issues.
This is a huge challenge, and there is no singular answer. There's no simple thing. Anyone who tells you that doesn't understand the complexity of the issues. The ability to keep people alive has been one of the key things that we've been focused on.
New state data show there's been a 2% increase in opioid-related overdoses in the first 9 months of this year. And Boston officials say they're planning for an unprecedented winter, simultaneously battling an opioid epidemic and a global pandemic. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.